Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. One of the favorite edibles out of the garden this time of year is rhubarb. You either love it or hate it, but if you love it, this is one of your favorite times of year. Because so many people enjoy cooking with and growing rhubarb, we get quite a few questions this time of year about rhubarb. First of all, many people ask about flowering rhubarb. Flower development is natural for rhubarb and many other plants. Rhubarb flowering may be caused by drought, extreme heat, or infertile soils and cause increased flowering in rhubarb, or older patches of rhubarb may also flower more frequently than younger flowers. Regardless of the reason for the flowering, however, if you want to keep your rhubarb plant producing, you should pull and discard the flower stalks as soon as you see them starting to shoot up. Don't allow them to flower out, as the plants will be less productive if they are allowed to flower and set seeds and put their energy toward that part of growth. Flower formation can be discouraged with good cultural practices in dry weather, which is certainly not an issue right now. But if we do get to drier weather later in the year, you can water your rhubarb plants every 7 to 10 days. Around early spring every year, so something good to remember for next year, you can sprinkle a little bit of all-purpose garden fertilizer, such as a 10-10-10 mix, no more than half a cup probably on something like that. Sprinkle that around your rhubarb plant to encourage a little soil fertility. And of course, you want to keep weeds away so they're not competing with your rhubarb patch. Control weeds by shallow hoeing, hand pulling, or mulching. We do get calls occasionally about small or spindly rhubarb stalks. First of all, if you have a young or newly planted rhubarb stalk, you want to make sure, first of all, that you're not harvesting much from that. Newly planted rhubarb will initially produce small, spindly stalks during the first two-year establishment period. The stalks of large, older plants may be small and spindly because of overcrowding. Poor plant vigor due to cultural practices we mentioned earlier may also be to blame. If you need to make sure you have fertilizer added to that plant next year, it could be a good indicator if you have some small and spindly stalks. If you've got a very crowded older plant, you may need to dig and divide that plant. The best time to do that is early spring. Of course, now we're well into picking the rhubarb, but if you're not getting the production you'd like out of that patch, again, you can keep in mind next spring might be a good time to dig and divide that patch. Either expand your patch, make it a little bigger, or give some rhubarb to a friend if you have a well-established rhubarb bed. If you have a newer rhubarb plant, keep in mind that after planting, you should wait 2 full years or 2 full growing seasons before you harvest any stalks from your rhubarb plant. That 2-year establishment period will allow your plants to become strong and productive and set down the root system that they need to be a productive plant for the long term. Again, removing flower stalks, fertilizing, and watering are a great way to keep a vigorous, strong rhubarb plant. If you are looking to divide your rhubarb, dig up plants as soon as the ground can be worked in the spring. Divide the plant into sections with a large knife or sharp spade. Each section should have at least 2 or 3 buds or shoots and a large section of the root system. You'll want to replant that immediately or as soon as possible, and make sure those divided sections go back in the ground at the same depth as they grew previously. Also, to keep your rhubarb plant vigorous, you want to stop harvesting rhubarb in mid-June once the patch is well established. Continued harvest through the summer months will weaken the rhubarb plant and will reduce the yield of next year's rhubarb crop. If the rhubarb plants are very vigorous, pulling a few stalks and preparing a dish for a special occasion in the summer should not be a problem. However, harvesting rhubarb in the summer should be a one-time event, not a frequent practice. Again, that continued harvest through the summer and months weakens the rhubarb plant and reduces the yield as well as the quality of next year's crop. So if you are seeing some of those very spindly plants coming back up, perhaps you need to shorten your harvest season a little bit this year. In general, again, mid-June in Iowa is about the ideal time to stop harvesting rhubarb to make sure it has plenty of time throughout the rest of the summer to recover. Rhubarb does cut and freeze very well, so if you'd like to have it for later recipes down the summer, you can certainly cut and freeze and save some rhubarb for later. We also occasionally get calls. There is an erroneous belief that rhubarb stalks are poisonous as summer progresses. This is not the case. Stalks will likely be a little tougher than those harvested in the spring, but they are certainly not poisonous. Again, plant vigor is the main reason that rhubarb should not be harvested during the summer. It has nothing to do with the stalks being actually dangerous to eat. Same thing with plants that have been damaged by frost. Any of the blackened or damaged pieces should be removed and discarded, but any new leaves that come up after the frost damage should be fine and are not dangerous to eat. A quick reminder, we have lots and lots of information on upcoming programs throughout the summer posted on the ISU Extension website, as well as information on registering for those available in our office. From the Master Gardener bus tour coming up in mid-June to the government grants workshop coming up in mid-June to, of course, a large variety of youth day camps, workshops, and educational events for 4-H'ers and non-4-H'ers across the county and across the state this summer, be sure to stop by the ISU Extension website for those statewide and regional programs, or stop by the Cass County Extension website to learn more about all of the upcoming programs we have happening in Cass County this summer. You can find us, of course, online anytime or follow us on Facebook for regular updates on upcoming programs, registration deadlines, and more. And you can, of course, stop in our office anytime, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, or give us a call at 712-243-1132. We'd be happy to answer your questions or get you pointed in the right direction to get registered for an upcoming program. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.